This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the ways that racism manifests itself in this economy, specifically in that part of the economy where entrepreneurs and venture capitalists come together to work on the new thing, is that black and minority founders get a vanishingly small percentage of seed money. SoftBank, the big Japanese conglomerate, says it's going to invest at least $100 million in companies led by people of color. One notes here for context that its main startup fund, it's called the Vision Fund, comes in at $100 billion. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on the VC racial divide.
Here's the thing about raising capital. A little doesn't go a long way. Lauren Milan is the interim CEO of Digital Undivided, a nonprofit that supports women of color entrepreneurs.
There is so much celebration around that first round of funding. The need for ongoing support is lost.
She says founders of color don't just have a harder time getting initial funding. They get less of it. While the average seed funding for all startups hovers around $1 million, the average black female founder, according to Digital Undivided, raises $42,000 in total.
They are almost immediately going back into that same funding environment again to seek additional funds.
That's what happened to Jasmine Edwards. In 2018, she founded iSubs, a digital marketplace that connected substitute teachers and schools. She raised $43,000, much less than that $1 million average.
Not only do the people that raise that significant amount get to hire the team that they need, they also have enough runway to make the mistakes and to play.
She had to shut down the company in part because she spent so much time trying to raise money. It took away from actually building the company. And Jeffrey Robinson, an economic development professor at Rutgers University, says that creates a chicken and egg problem. Because to get more money, you have to prove you're growing.
How's that company doing? Is it meeting its goals?
And Robinson says founders of color who have fewer VC firms to choose from will also have a harder time building their web of contacts, which is important to create a board and to raise even more money. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.